Joshua Harrell has never heard a David Sedaris monologue. Maybe you have. Sedaris has got that voice that so many public radio fans recognize.
There was a line for Santa and a line for the women's bathroom, and one woman, after asking me 1,000 questions already, asked, "Which is the line for the women's bathroom?" And I shouted that I thought it was the line with all the women in it.
It's interesting that Joshua Harrell, a local actor, has never heard Sedaris' unmistakable voice. That's because Harrell is playing the part of David Sedaris in the Chattanooga Theater Center's upcoming production of The Santaland Diaries.
This is the first time I've ever performed or read anything by David Sedaris. I heard the name, but I wasn't really familiar with him at first, up until now. So
that's okay, because the point of this production isn't for Harrell to directly mimic Sedaris' voice or mannerisms. The point is to take Sedaris' monologue and let Harrell do his own take on it.
I'm kind of taking his character and kind of finding a familiarity with who I am and kind of mixing that together.
When it was my turn, I said that I wanted to become an elf because it was one of the most frightening career opportunities I've ever come across.
The play is mostly autobiographical, based on Sedaris' experiences working as an elf at Macy's in New York City.
I'm certain I failed my drug test. I still got called back for another round of questioning.
Brother Ron Fender is directing. Fender says the Chattanooga Theater Center has performed it several times in the past, but this is his first time to direct.
When I saw Santaland Diaries here before, actually two actors did it, and they were wonderful. It was hysterical. It was funny. It was wonderful. But I think this one will be equally funny, but a very different slant.
Longtime public radio listeners might remember that David Sedaris debuted Santaland Diaries on Morning Edition as an 8-minute segment. Then it appeared in an expanded 30-minute version on This American Life in 1996.
22,000 people came to see Santa today, and not all of them were well-behaved. Today I witnessed fistfights and vomiting and magnificent tantrums.
It's a weary, sardonic take on the holiday season. Sedaris talks about how he moved to New York City. He was desperate for work, so Macy's hired him to be Crumpet the Elf and hustle children toward various department store Santas.
Standing in a 2-hour line makes people worry that they're not living in a democratic nation.
Sedaris burns out pretty quickly, dealing with obnoxious children and demanding parents.
A woman was standing at one of the cash registers, paying for her pictures while her son lay beneath her, kicking and heaving, having a tantrum. The woman said, "Riley, if you don't start behaving yourself, Santa's not going to bring you any of those toys you asked for." The child said, "He is too going to bring me toys, liar. He already told me." The woman grabbed my arm and said, "You there, elf, tell Riley here that if he doesn't start behaving immediately, then Santa's going to change his mind and bring him coal for Christmas." I said that Santa changed his policy and no longer traffics in coal. Instead, if you're bad, he comes to your house and steals things.
How it became a play. About 15 years ago, a playwright named Joe Mantello adapted it into a one-man, one-act monologue. It debuted in New York. Since then, it's been performed all over the country. It's an annual favorite for some theater companies, an adult alternative to all the family-friendly fare at Christmas. It may be sarcastic at times, vulgar at times, totally over the top at times, but Brother Ron Fender says it's realistic.
In America, we have this image of Christmas, that Christmas is supposed to be like Hallmark commercials, and there's snow, and the decorations are perfect, and the food is perfect, and our families are perfect, and our friends are perfect.
We'd reside in a fluffy wonderland filled with candy canes and gingerbread shacks.
We all know that's just not true. That's simply not true. And so David offers us a realistic view at what Christmas is like in America.
The Chattanooga Theater Center is pairing Santaland with another one-person play based on a Sedaris essay. It's called Season's Greetings. Julia Sweeney did a version of it during a This American Life Christmas special in 1997.
Season's greetings to our friends and family. Many of you, our friends and family, are probably taken aback by this, our annual holiday newsletter. You've read of our recent tragedy in the newspapers and were no doubt thinking that with all of their sudden legal woes and hassles, the Dunbar clan might be just sticking their heads in the sand and avoiding this upcoming holiday season altogether. Well, think again.
Here in Chattanooga, Judy Lamance plays the role.
I play Jocelyn Dunbar, a suburban housewife who has had a very bad year. And she's writing her holiday newsletter about her very bad year. It's a stretch for me. In a way, I often play comedic roles, but don't often get to play quite as dark.
Like Santaland, it's meant for mature audiences. Here's Brother Ron Fender again.
It's like a martini. Adults, I truly believe, should enjoy a martini, but it's not something you would share with your children.
Again, the Chattanooga Theater Center is putting on The Santaland Diaries along with Season's Greetings. It starts on November 23rd. It runs through December 8th. More information is online at theatercenter.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.
It's the most wonderful time.